SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Maaari bang pilitin ka ng iyong employer na magsuot ng make-up sa trabaho o ibang formal na damit na hindi ka sanay suotin simula pa noon? Naging usap-usapan po ang karapatan ng mga manggagawa sa Australia ngayong taon matapos na magpasa ang federal na parlyamento ng batas ukol sa karapatan na mag-disconnect ang mga empleyado sa trabaho. Ngunit pagdating sa iyong itsura sa trabaho, alam mo ba kung hanggang saan lang dapat ang hingin sa iyo ng employer? Sabay-sabay nating alamin sa ulat na ito. Mayroong sinusunod na dress code ang karamihan sa mga lugar ng trabaho, maging ito man ay isang uniforme o mga minimum expectations sa itsura ng mga empleyado sa trabaho. May ilang dress code na mas mahigpit kaysa sa iba, kabilang dito ang mga pangangailangan para sa make-up o pagbabawal sa mga tattoo at piercings. Sinabi ni Associate Professor ng Employment Law sa Business School sa University of Technology, Sydney, Dr. Gisopi Karabeta, na pinapayagan ang mga employer na ipatupad ang dress code.
Employers have a right to issue lawful and reasonable orders. That comes from England and comes from the common law, and it's still there, and that is basically the source of these policies. Basically, the courts and the tribunals in Australia, in the UK, and even in other places have said that broadly speaking, dress codes fall under that category.
Ang pagkakaroon ng mga ganitong dress code ay maaaring maging isang paraan ng pagpapakita ng kagandahang asal ng mga empleyado, tulad na lamang ng pagsusuot ng necktie, iba't ibang uniforme o iba pang mga pamantayan sa pananamit na nagpapanatili ng antas ng profesionalismo sa lugar ng trabaho. Sinabi ni Dr. Karabeta na maaaring isama sa dress code ang halos lahat ng bagay basta hindi ito sumasalungat sa mga protektadong katangian.
It's anything that doesn't trigger anti-discrimination laws. You've really got to be careful not to be gender specific. You've probably seen the UK case where I think it was a receptionist and she was told to go home for not wearing heels, which is absolutely, you know, just crazy. And any reasonable, informed individual would think that's nuts. But you know, because that is gender specific and it's female specific, that would be problematic from the employer's perspective.
Ang tanong, maaari bang pilitin ng iyong employer na maglagay ka ng makeup? Katulad ng karamihang mga legal na tanong, ito ay komplikado. Sinabi ni Dr. Karabeta na ang mga employer ay dapat mag-ingat kung ginagawang requirement ito.
They have to be very careful there. So if they're directing that at females only, that could be problematic. There might be certain roles in a service type industry where maybe you're selling makeup, then there might be an exception there.
May iba't ibang pamantayan ang ilang lugar ng trabaho para sa mga kasarian. Maaaring kasama rito ang pangangailangan para sa mga kababaihan na maglagay ng makeup at para sa mga kalalakihan naman na magsuot ng necktie. Sinabi ni Dr. Karabeta na ang mga pagkakaibang ito ay pinapayagan basta't hindi inaasahan na ang isang kasarian ay maglaan ng mas maraming pagsisikap kaysa sa iba.
So the courts and the tribunals tend to say, by definition, you are allowed to do that to a point, okay? But where they can get into serious trouble is again, if they're imposing a gender-specific requirement and then they're not treating the other gender or the other sex with an equivalent in broad terms requirement.
Ani Dr. Karabeta, dapat maging maalam din ang mga empleyado sa tinatawag na unfair dismissal.
It's not just about whether you have a valid ground to dismiss someone. So the Fair Work Commission, it basically regulates what's called unfair dismissal. And the unfair dismissal laws, they are about ensuring that employees are not dismissed in a way that's harsh, unjust, or unreasonable. So that's a lot broader than saying, okay, do we have a valid policy and do we have a valid ground to dismiss you?
Kung aabot ang unfair dismissal sa Fair Work Commission, maraming bagay ang dapat ikonsidera.
If the policy hasn't been communicated to all the employees, that's one thing that could get them in trouble. If it's not applied consistently, that's another thing. If it's introduced retrospectively, also the policy needs to be proportionate to the actual behaviour. If the policy is not actually relevant to the job is another factor. So, okay, you're saying that I need to cover my tattoos, but I'm not actually in a client-facing role. So what's the point of that?
Kahit na hindi reasonable ang dress code, mahirap kalabanin ang mga patakaran.
Not all employees, but most employees, by definition, are really kind of powerless. Let's say if you're a casual, for example, and you don't have representation through, you know, these days a union, you're concerned that if you do push back, that you might lose, you know, you might win the battle, but you'll lose the war. You might lose your next shift, that kind of thing. But more formally, if they actually terminate you, then there's good news for employees and it becomes a lot harder for the employer.
May isang paalala si Carabeta kung sakaling magiging malala ang issue ng dress code.
If you're willing to go down that track and you do it in time, so there's a time limit, I think it's 21 days at the moment, the unfair dismissal route is fairly accessible, certainly more accessible than, say, you know, going to a normal court, so it's a tribunal. But then you've got, again, the political side to it. Do you want to take the risk? Do you want to be on the record? Do you want to be known in a sector as that person?
Pero dapat maging maalam pa rin ang mga tao sa health and safety protocols.
One thing that will work in employers' favor is where they can point to a health and safety obligation on their part to justify a policy. So we had a butcher who wanted to wear a nose ring and the employer argued that no, for health and safety reasons, you cannot do that. So it's almost like workplace health and safety, it can trump other factors.
Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Rania Yalo para sa SBS News na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.